It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you today and bring you the message from God's Word, which is recorded in this text. We ask the question, is it worth it? We are constantly in the marketplace. We are constantly placing a value on things. And sometimes we do a good job, and sometimes we're like the young man in Shel Silverstein's poem called Smart. He says, my dad gave me $1 bill because I'm as smart as son. I swapped it for two shiny quarters because two is more than one. Then I took the quarters and I traded them to Lou for three dimes. I guess he don't know that three is more than two. Just then along came old blind Bates, and just because he can't see, he gave me four nickels for my three dimes. And four is more than three. And then I took the nickels to Hiram Coombs down at the seed feed store. And the fool gave me five pennies for them. And five is more than four. And then I went and I showed my dad. He got red in the cheeks. He closed his eyes and he shook his head, too proud of me to speak. Unfortunately, he made some bad exchanges. And that's what the devil would like us to do, and so we want to look instead at Paul's guidelines as he shows us what is of value in this life. Is it worth it? The three things that he sees are worth it are, first of all, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Then the power of the resurrection and having a righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. Those things Paul points out in his text. He says, I count everything else to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. He doesn't want to know himself. He doesn't want to know some famous person. He doesn't want to even know the law anymore. He says, I want to know Jesus Christ. That is of surpassing value to me. He says, I want a righteousness that comes from Christ. Now, just in the verses right before this, we see Paul gives an account of himself, and his account is as he was as a student of the law. He says, if anyone else could have confidence in the flesh, I myself far more. Because I was circumcised on the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law found blameless. But still, it wasn't enough. He needed the righteousness that comes from Christ. That was the only thing that he could grab onto. Everything else was worthless. All of the deeds which he could have done were empty. But everything that Christ had done for him, that was worthwhile. That was worth holding on to. That was worth grasping. Power of the resurrection. That too was something that Paul wanted to have. He says, I want to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. He's the one who is able to raise from the dead. And even in our world today, with its advances in technology, is still not able to raise anyone from the dead. Only the Lord of life is able to do that. And not only able to raise us to life physically, but also to raise us to newness of life, to wipe away all of our sins. That's the only thing that is worth it. Usually, as we are putting a value on something, we ask ourselves four questions. Do I need it? Will it help? Is there a hurry to get it right now? And how much does it cost? The devil would like us to answer those questions in regarding these three things concerning our relationship with Christ, our righteousness, and our resurrection, all in the negative. No, it's not worth it. You don't have any need. No, it won't help. No, there is no hurry. Oh, and it costs too much. You are sacrificing so much. As we look at the truth of Scripture and as we look at Paul's guidance, we see that God answers it in a completely different way. And Paul answers it in a completely different way. Do I have a great need? Yes, I'm a sinner. I'm heading for hell. My righteousness is not enough. I have a great need. Will this help? It's not only our help, but it's our only hope. It's Jesus Christ and His suffering and death for us. Is there a hurry? Yes, today is the day of salvation. Is there a cost? Yes, there's a great cost, a cost that we could never pay, but a cost that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid for us. Paul says, everything else I count as rubbish. And I like the Greek word he uses there, skubala. That's my favorite Greek word. Just rolls right off the tongue, skubala. Trash, rubbish, garbage, dung. I count all these things as dung, as garbage for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ. In fact, if you have a problem with some of those English words that also quickly slide off the tongue, or if in your future flocks you find members of your congregation that also have a problem with that, you might suggest that instead that they would substitute the word skubala, because that word is biblically approved. All these things are rubbish for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ, for having a relationship with Him, a righteousness that comes from God, for the power of His resurrection that can not only lift us up to newness of life, but can then transform those lives. Jesus Christ is the only one that should say, is it worth it? But there are times where we will go through our walk with Christ and we'll ask ourselves, is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to continue to follow Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? We'll ask the question as we're leading sometimes a reluctant flock, is it worth it to keep on preaching and teaching? But it is worth it. Jesus Christ answers that with a resounding yes. God the Father answers that question, is it worth it, with a resounding yes. Yes, it is worth it because you are worth it. And so God the Father sends His Son. And God the Son comes to the cross and gives His life. Paul would also say in this same book in Philippians chapter 2, even though He existed in the form of God, yet He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but He emptied Himself, taking on the form of a servant. Or in Hebrews we read, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. Is it worth it? Yes, because you are worth it. The Holy Spirit continues to go out today as His word is proclaimed and continues to invade homes and continues to melt hearts and continues to transform lives because God says, it is worth it. Amen.